Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
So this is a little bit different. We're back next week, aren't we? Series 7 starts next week.
Series 7?
Yeah.
Yes, there's been 6 before.
Get listening. And got a little bit of a treat for all of our Sofa Cinema Club fans, our friends and family.
It's a bonus kicker, isn't it?
It is a bonus. Ben's looking confused.
It's a bonus. No, I was dreaming. I was thinking about the show.
Yeah.
It's a bonus kicker.
Yeah. The show that we're talking about was our first ever live show.
Our first ever live show. We trod the boards.
Yeah.
Thank you.
November 2022.
Big date.
We had our name in lights for one night in Manchester.
I think everyone had a good laugh.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, the
audience did.
Yeah.
And I think it was really nice for us to finally meet the people who we talked to.
And we've given jobs to.
Yeah, we've given jobs to, no matter how embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it was
very good. What
great
was the film?
Fun.
Back to the Future. Very good.
You loved that film, don't you, Jack? That's why you kind of...
I think everyone loved it. Well, I was surprised, actually.
Some people didn't like it.
Some people didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, surely everyone likes Back to the Future. Surely. But...
Some people push back.
Yeah.
We had a lot going on in that live, didn't we? People loved it.
It is really interesting because we just had so much fun and we were so nervous and so apprehensive. And I guess the beauty is that, you know, although there was only 150 people in the room with us that night because it was such a small, intimate venue.
Well, as our first one, you want to kick off small.
Yeah, and we were trying stuff out for a bigger show that hopefully we're going to have details about later on.
Yeah.
But because we're a podcast, we managed to get all of the audio recorded. And now you guys at home can sit back, relax.
Comfort your own home. You haven't even had to travel in.
You didn't even have to pay £12.50 for a ticket.
No, you got a front row seat.
So here it is, our live show. Sit back, relax and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to a very special live episode of Sofa Cinema Club right here in Manchester. You guys are our audience for tonight. I'm Colson Smith and as always, I'm joined by...
Whoa! Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben McFly.
It's live. See, we put that in just to prove that it's live. As today's show is live, it is being recorded, and we are going to put it out at a later date, but it's fun for you, it's fun for us, so we're going to do the intro again, but I need you guys to help us out, okay? So on the intro, when Jack says Jack P. Shepherd, we need all of you to say...
Jack P. Shepherd.
And when Ben says, Ben McFly, we need all of you to say.
Ben McFly. We're nearly there.
Are we ready to give it a go?
Yeah!
Hello and welcome back to a very special episode of Sofa Cinema Club. We're live in Manchester. I'm Colson Smith and as always, I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. The Sofa Cinema Club is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. As you know, each week we set a film for the other to watch, and then we come into the studio and we talk about what we love, hate, and rate about the film. Today we're not in a studio, we're on a stage, and we've got you guys with us, which is very, very exciting. To be a member of Sofa Cinema Club, All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then come and join us in Manchester live on a Friday night. Thank you. Tonight's film is an extra special film. It is the classic that is Back to the Future. It's been chosen by all three of us for all of you, and we're going to have a lot of fun in talking about it. But before we get into talking all things Back to the Future, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to? Before we start, let's address the big thing. This is us three on stage in Manchester doing a live show. This was our little idea. I say our little idea. This kind of, it started off, what, 3.5, 4 years ago?
I think. Hello. I think we've done 185 eps now. I think we started it in 2019.
No, it's before that.
Is it?
Was it 2018?
No, 2019.
All right, okay.
Some people are...
it might feel a bit longer. But this idea kind of was all born out of the three of us wanting something as part of our friendship, something to do together. And when me and Jack lived together, Jack kind of tried to educate me on films, and I really wasn't interested. And Ben had just come back to Corrie, and Ben thought, do you know what? Jack's got a point here. This needs to improve. Coulson's film taste has to improve. And I was quite stubborn, wasn't I? That I do watch films, and I watch good films, because I watch Hannah Montana.
I don't think you knew what you hadn't seen.
We had the scratch-off map, didn't we?
Yeah, I had... it was a poster you had.
It was mine. My mum bought me it.
Yeah, for like Christmas or something, wasn't it?
I think it was mine. I'd scratched about 3 films off, and then I came back one night, and you'd scratched all the ones you'd seen.
Yeah, and it just sort of says, look, you've got to watch all these films. And you must have watched a lot of them now.
Yeah.
That were on that poster.
If we got it back, I would be interested to see what we did. But it was kind of you, Ben, wasn't it? This is rare that we give Ben the credit. But it was kind of your brainchild, wasn't it, to put it into a podcast?
Look, really seriously, and you know, if these two don't know, I'm going to say it. I left Corrie and I came back. And what I missed... And what I thought was, when I saw what I'd missed with Coulson and Jack, and that bond, and that we could maybe do this, that I didn't think we'd be sitting here 180 later. So it takes all of us to do it, and all of you to listen, obviously, which is amazing. But I think it's just about friendship and how we get on. And that is, I think, what's carried us through. So I think for me, that's what I missed when I left. Jack hates it. Jack hates that. And you hate it. I got a round of applause.
First round of applause. Tick. And it's massively important that you guys are the people who obviously listen to us and support us. And, you know, you guys have come out tonight to make this night extra special. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for believing us. And I hope you have a very good night. I've got a round of applause. Oh, God. Get on. All night, don't clap, Jack. Just don't clap, Jack. So in our main ep on Thursday, just before we record, we normally chat about just a few things we're going to go through and what we're going to say. And obviously, what have you been up to this week has become a bigger and bigger part of the show as it's grown. And this week, Jack kind of dropped on us, didn't he, Ben? That I have actually
got... No, Jack does
got...
this. This is what Jack does. Yeah. He goes, I can't tell you at work. He says, I can't tell you what's happened. It's for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
It's good. It's good. I can't tell you. So we have to wait. We've waited a week to find out what yours is.
Yeah. And this week he did the, I can't say it on the podcast. I've got to save it for Friday night. I've got to save it for the live show.
I've been saving it.
So, what have you been up to?
Now, this might bomb. This might be shit. Because I've saved this and it might not be great, but we're here, so I'll tell you. I nearly had a fight.
As you can tell, Jack's a proper man. Loves a fight. To be fair, he's always scrappy.
Look at those muscles.
It was in Manchester last Friday. You know Boots, the chemist?
If you're going to pick a place...
What an opening question. Do you know which Boots?
The Regent Road, the Regent Park. Yeah, you know, the Sainsbury's and Pets at Home and all that. Yeah, yeah. There.
Paint the scene.
I'm in Boots.
What time of day?
Okay. So it's about 3 o'clock ish, and I needed some moisturiser. And
hold on. You've just gone. I need some moisturiser.
No, I know. I'd run out.
Okay, you getting anything else apart from moisturiser?
No, just that. And I ended up buying 6 bottles of it.
What? Boots, Regent Road,
Friday.
It were on offer Friday,
I'm there.
Okay, Friday.
I've got the moisturiser in my hands, and I'm in the queue. And I don't know about you, but
you
whenever...
bought 6 bottles?
Yeah, because it's on offer, and it's usually expensive. It's usually about £8.
What, 3 for 6?
No, so the one moisturiser... It's usually £8, but it were on offer for 4. So I got. I did the shelf. I got all 6.
Everyone's going to run out now. Yeah. To Regent Road Boots.
So I'm there, right? I'm in the queue. And I don't know about you, but whenever I'm queuing up for summer, there's always someone fucking returning summer in front of me. Do you know what I mean? And they're there with the receipt, and they're taking ages. And there's this old boy there, and he's taking ages, bless him. And
you had a fight with an old man?
No.
Okay.
No. No, it's not the old man.
I like to say, when we record the podcast, we're very lucky because producer Henry cuts all the stories that we shouldn't tell. Whereas tonight...
tonight...
Yeah, tonight it's a whole... Yeah, carry on. So you're in the queue. Old man in front of you, returning to me.
One person on the till, 7 tills.
Yeah.
That whole thing,
isn't
it?
You didn't want to go do yourself?
There is no scan. It's just tills.
Okay, fine. Okay, you've painted a picture.
So I'm there, I'm waiting. There's an old boy there. There's a couple of people behind me now in the queue.
Okay.
So the woman has noticed there's a queue...
Done the beep. Done the ding ding.
You know, the bell.
I need help.
Woman comes over. And she goes, next please, right?
Yeah.
So it's this person in front of me. She goes over there. As she's being served over there and this old boy still returning his air straighteners, whatever it is, I notice there's...
Q jump,
right?
There's a
Q jump coming in from stage left, right? And she's rogue, she's a sniper, she's coming in and she's got some simple wipes in her hand, right? And I'm looking
over. Simple wipes and baby milk, you can't stop her.
I'm looking over, I'm thinking, is she fucking sure here? Because there's a queue, there's like 6 people in the queue here.
And you're now at the front.
And
of the
I'm
queue.
Now next. Okay. So the woman who's new to come over to the tills, she finishes with her lady. Yep. Old boy's still returning his straightness.
Yeah, got him. He's gone.
He's out of the game.
You've got no trouble from him.
She's gone. Simple Wipes is straight in. She's straight in. Well, I've fucking seen red. I've gone, excuse me. Right?
She's given it the David Platt.
Do you know what she's done? I was here before you.
It's the people behind you. What did you do?
I marched over to a Ben and I went, no, you weren't.
And my simple wipes,
my moisturiser went down. My 6 tubs went down. All 6.
Fuck off with your simple wipes.
Fuck off.
I've got 6 bottles of moisturiser.
I'm not having it. I couldn't. Because I built it up in my head. I was absolutely right and I was at the front.
Did anyone stand
There's
up
people
for you?
Not a fucking word. Ooh. I've got a queue of people. No one opens the mouth. No one says anything.
Now, just for Jack, when we go to a shop, where's his sunglasses?
Yeah, I've got them on.
Yeah. Just to not draw attention for himself, just so he goes under the
radar.
So
you've got your Ray-Bans on. You've gone, get to the back of the queue.
I've gone, no you weren't, moisturiser down.
Fine.
The cashier on the desk said, yes she was. Oh. And I've gone, are you joking? I'm flabbergasted. I cannot believe she's saying this. Are you? I says, are you joking? She says she was. And then she comes up with some bullshit story and says, I was over there serving her. I got buzzed on the buzzer. I've come over here to help and now this lady is next.
She's got a point. She's got a point.
She's got a point. I think she's got a point.
Do you know what's happened? She's been at another till. She's been...
No.
Like
no.
We were all there.
No.
Don't you think?
No.
Don't you think?
I think she... I don't know what she was... She must have been helping her reach for the simple wipes.
So was it a happy ending? Did you buy a moisturiser? Did you get...
No, hold on. What did she say then?
Hold on. She said, I was helping her over there. I got buzzed for the buzzer and I've served this lady and now this person's next. And I've gone, but there's a queue the size of the Nile here that we're in.
I like that. That's big. Was it a windy queue?
It went on.
Out in the car park, past Pets at Home.
And I went, what are we all doing here? What are we all doing?
Did you mean in boots or just in life? What are we doing? What is the purpose of this?
Did you get served?
Did I? Bollocks. I had to pick my moisturiser up.
Go to the back or go back to the front.
No, that's cringy.
Luckily, this old boy has moved on.
He's moved in. He's moved on.
I went to go with my moisturiser there, and the next person just stood in and put their thing down. So I'm stood waiting now for Simple Wipes to finish and leave before I can get served by this woman. I didn't say a word after that. I couldn't. I was still angry. I was like,
you've been so done, and you're just like,
so done.
With six.
Yeah.
There's a special.
There was. Bought them and then left, and that was it. I nearly had a fight with her. But yeah.
Did she.
Speaking of awkward moments, I have had an awkward moment myself today. So this morning I did some filming for Children in Need with Joe Wicks. Joe Wicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got famous friends. And me and Wixie went for a walk around Media City. And Media City obviously is the home of Corrie. So as we're on this walk and we're filming, there's quite a lot of people that I know. But we've got two golf buggies in front of us with a cameraman in each one. We've got a guy like walking along filming us and, you know, like a full film crew of us. You can tell we're filming. So I see a few people and I say hello, blah, blah, blah. Me and Joe Wicks are kind of doing this walk and talk, quite clearly being filmed. Like, I've got a microphone in my hand, blah, blah, blah. So we're walking and talking and I see at 12 o'clock David Nilsson, who plays Roy Cropper. Just on a little walk around Media City, minding his own business, not signed up for Children in Need. No Pudsey Bear ears in sight here. David's walking to work. I've got the film crew. Obviously, David stops and says hello. We get to this bit and Joe says, we have to turn round here, because Joe's walking like he's doing like an ultra marathon today for Children in Need. But he gets to this point and we go, we have to turn round here and we have to go back because the golf buggies can't go across there. Okay, so we turn around and go back. And because we're walking quicker than David, we then overtake David. But as I get past David, David thinks, well, obviously, I'm not going to walk past him twice. Like, I'll say hello, he's my friend. So me and David start talking, and I kind of introduce David into the conversation. And we're chatting, and there's a camera crew in front of us, and everything's carrying on as normal. And then this producer comes behind David, puts her hands on his shoulders, and says, if you want a selfie, you can have a selfie, but you need to move on the filming.
To which the cringe.
I've kind of quickly gone the other way, thinking, oh, I don't want to be here. And David's gone, oh, what? No, I work with him. And he goes, no, but they're filming and they're live and they're live right now. Like, we're mid-chat, it's all fine. So David's like, all right, suit yourself. Like, see you later.
I'll bollocks say, to you.
Yeah, literally. Stick your Children in Need. Then we're carrying on, and they start going in the earpieces. Get Roy back. Get Roy back. It was good. Get Roy back. And then this producer's going,
oh, you can join in now. You can join in now. Anyone want stuff? Yeah. So, yeah.
Can't get him back. He's a legend.
They kicked Roy Cropper out of Children Need. She didn't know who he was.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it. And to be fair, I saw David in work just after, and he loved it. Thought it was brilliant. The most... I was finding it so awkward. And then, like, Joe Wicks afterwards was like, that's really awkward, that, isn't it? And I was like, she's bloody rugby tackled him into the keys. Like, yeah. A big part of what we've been up to this week in recent series has been centred, really, around animal interactions. Starting off with Ben basically getting a dog, wasn't it? Started off with Star.
Star.
Ben, it wouldn't be a live show without an animal encounter. But when we rehearsed, we didn't rehearse. We've not rehearsed. When we had a two-minute conversation,
we spent a long time
about what we were going to do tonight, Ben went, I've not got an animal encounter. He went, I can't make one up. Nothing's happened. Then last night, all your prayers were answered.
It's not a big one. It's not a cue jump. It's not Joe Wicks.
Not simple.
It's nothing as big as that. But on the podcast, you might know I have a few animal encounters. So my son had tick on balls.
Classic.
We had bats in the house. Star, my little dog, always has various things happen to her. And then yesterday, my...
Bat attack was the one, wasn't it?
If you do have bats in your room... leave the room, switch the lights off and open the window, and they go.
One of the best things about Bat Attack was my sister had listened to the episode, and my sister's a vet, and she'd rang me in a rush to say, when the bat attacked Ben, did it cut him because he might have to go to the doctors and get a rabies check?
Because I thought the bat had left, and I said to my daughter, don't worry, the bat's gone. And it came straight back in by the light going. Anyway, so Star, my wife rings me, and in the car, and I can't really hear, and she goes, I've left her out, I can't get her in, I've left her out. I said, a child? I've left her out, Star's out, I can't get her back in. I said, well, what do you mean, what's happened? I bought her a bone from the butcher's, and she really likes it, and she's gone off, and I've left her in the garden. I went, okay, so can't you bring her back? No, I'm nowhere near her. She'd driven off. She'd driven off and left. She couldn't get the dog back in the house.
So as she's driving, she's...
No, she's had to pick the kids up from school. So she's left the dog. Star wouldn't come in. So Star's gone into the middle of the garden. Going,
your garden, which is a woodland.
It's a woodland. Yeah. Then she's got... There's a bone. And then she's gone, it's raining really hard. Do you remember the rain yesterday?
Why is she ringing you? Where are you?
Because what am I meant to do? I'm in Manchester.
200 miles away.
And I live in Bath. And I'm like, well, what? Well, you turn around, to her. I can't, I'm at the school. I'm waiting for them at the school. I said, well, what's she going to do? I said, I don't know. It was absolutely...
Was she still there when she got back?
Well, of course, I go, like, the
ring
dog
the neighbor
means more to me than... I can't, like, yeah.
Be careful what you say.
I'm like, you've got to text me when she comes back, text me. Of course, I'm getting no text, but I'm on Find My iPhone. So I'm following the car... coming back, and it's pissing it down, and I'm like, God, is she going to be all right? Please let it be all right. She'll go under bush, and then I'm talking to my wife, she'll go under bush, she'll be fine, she'll go under a bush, she'll go into the woods, it'll be fine, it's fine. Get back, and I'm ringing, and Alex, my wife, has got the phone, and she's doing one of those, you know, like if you're in a haunted house, and you're doing the speaking as you're going through.
On
I go through the house,
the
I'm opening the door, I'm using the keys, I'm going through the door, I can't see her, she's there, she hadn't moved, she was chewing a bone, soaking wet in the middle, and then she went, start, she went, came back, absolutely fine, beside, it's not a big one, for me, oh dear, I was beside myself. So there we go.
Round of applause for Star.
Got a round of applause.
No round of applause.
Are we ready?
We'll put it up higher on the live.
Are we ready to do what we're here for, which is talk about Back to the Future? So there's a big thing in the podcast, which is synopsis. And it was kind of a debate as to which one of us will do the synopsis tonight, because none of us picked the film. And then we remembered we've got an audience. So Jack...
Oh, no.
Jack Hayes going into the audience, he hates it.
If you're in the audience and you would like to do a synopsis for Back to the Future,
yeah, put your hand up.
Stick your hand up, and we're going to send Jack into the audience to
go
find
down
you.
Into the audience now. Go down.
And then
the
go on, get involved.
Go on, come on, get involved.
And then we're going to see if you're better than Jack at doing synopsis.
Yes,
got straight in.
That's straight a cop out. You didn't even
what?
Look.
No, wait, there it. Go. Hand.
What's your name? Where are you from?
What's your name? Where are you from?
Josh Newcastle.
Nice.
There we go.
Have you come all the way from Newcastle for this?
Big time.
That is.
You haven't come from Newcastle for this.
God damn right I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Newcastle do you live?
Are you actually from Newcastle? Because I think we're phonies. We're like the other side of the river. We're Shields, basically. Jarrah.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Proper Geordies.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Okay. So, you've seen the film, Back to the Future. Yeah.
It's confident. I love it. I've had a few drinks in the bar. I can give a synopsis.
You're going to have an attempt of a synopsis then?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to give you the mic.
Right. The year is 1985. There's a crackpot named Doc Brown. And he's pissing about with some flux capacitors, isn't he? And he's thinking, hey, you know that DeLorean, that car? Well, if I piss about with it in there at 88 mile an hour, maybe we can do something, right? And there's this little whippersnapper named Marty McFly. Right? And he's trying it out. And he goes tits up. And he ends up going 30 years back to 55. And basically, he ends up meeting his dad in the bar, who's getting the piss pulled out of him by this bloke called Biff. And he's basically got to make sure that he's married his dad.
He's flagging. You all thought it was easy then, didn't you?
Very strong start, and then we've gone off.
He's married his dad. He's got to make sure they get together, and he's got to tell Doc that he's from the future. Are you with us?
Yes. Yeah.
Aye.
That's good.
Aye. So... Biff, he guns.
It's more of a Jack synopsis, this, isn't it? I'm getting Jack vibes.
Jack jumping.
And then he's got to get back to 1985. Yes.
Hey!
Thank you. Well done.
We've actually... For being brave, sticking your hand up, and for the great start... We've got a present for you, which is a Sofa Cinema Club t-shirt, which is dedicated to tonight's performance, the Sofa Cinema Club World Tour, one venue, one night.
Well done. Thank you.
Very good.
Well, we have to talk about the synopsis, though, don't we?
Yes. Do you know what? At the start, I was thinking. And I thought, he's going to show Jack up here. He's going to show Jack up.
Good start.
It was a great start.
Good start.
Crackpot. Good work.
The wheels came off when he started meeting his parents and all that. And his
what you realised was you had a long way to go.
Yes.
And then you suddenly went, he meets his parents and then he comes back. And then that's the end of the film. Good start. Great start. Dodgy middle, good end.
But you did it, which is all that counts.
But you did it,
and
actually, yeah.
I'll tell you now, it was still better than Jack's. It's still better than Giant. So, as was kind of said in the synopsis, Back to the Future is... It's a journey following two characters, really, isn't it? Mm. But we start the film off with Marty McFly in Doc's kind of... What is it? Is it a warehouse? Is it a storeroom? Is it a lab?
It's like his house, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's his gaff.
Yeah, his garage. Garage
from the front. Strong garage. They both went, yeah, garage.
A lot going on in this garage, isn't there? There's a fair bit to see.
Yeah, he wrecks it, doesn't he, with the... he's playing the guitar.
Yeah, well, you liked that bit, didn't you?
Turns the amp up, yeah. I quite like it, and it blows him back, doesn't it?
It was quite interesting because where we watched this film was a bit of a... It was a bit of a moment for us, wasn't it?
We watched it at your house, didn't we?
It was the debut. It was the first time you've been round since I've kind of semi-finished.
Shoes off.
Shoes off. Yeah.
Hello. Gave me the full shoes off.
Straight away. I also noticed on my Ring doorbell, Jack was 2 hours late, by the way, but I noticed on my Ring doorbell the next day that when Jack got there, me and Ben were already in, and Jack gets to the door, he looks down at my doormat and goes, fucking Nike doormat.
Yeah.
And then just walks in the house.
He's got a Nike tick as a doormat.
It's not, it's more stylish than that. You make it sound, right, I'll take
it. It's not more stylish than that. It's a fucking...
It looks a bit shit. It's like someone sprayed it.
It is spray painted.
Is it? Oh, it is. It is.
So we're in your new front room. It's lovely, by the way. I know your parents are in. It's lovely.
Thanks, Mum, for paying the invoices.
But it's nice. We had the new telly.
So you walked in with me for the first time in a while. Because I'd been away for a few days.
Yeah.
And the builders had been in whilst I was away. Yeah. So a lot had changed. I had things on walls, didn't I?
Yeah, telly on wall. You've got sofa, which has got mini chaise longue. I had poof. Jack in middle.
Yeah.
I'm middle.
The elephant in the room is my feature in the kitchen, isn't it?
You've got a neon sign that says, well, there's always one light that never goes out, and it's fucking massive. It covers the wall, doesn't it?
It's exactly what I wanted, what I'd envisioned all along. When Jack walked in, Jack went, that is fucking awful.
It's so bright that his next door neighbour, as I was parking the car, ran over and said, I thought your house was on fire. Because all I could see was a red light coming out your kitchen. It's that bright,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Bright.
Huge.
It's sink a ship.
And I thought, I thought Ben liked it because Ben hadn't really made a comment on it. And I turned it off and Ben went, nah, turn it back on, it's better with it on. So I was like, oh, Ben likes it. And Ben's response to Jack saying, what the fuck is that? Was Ben went, kebab shop. It's like we're in a kebab shop, innit?
Poor lad. And then we got on the sofa and Jack went, what's this?
Shit!
He went,
shit.
Is this just one until you find a better one? And I was like, what do you mean? He went, it's not very comfy, is it?
Anyway.
Me and my mum went round every sofa shop in the world sitting on sofas to find that. You didn't pay much for it, did you? I was like, fucking hell, Jack, anything else you want to slag off?
So where are we now? We've got off.
We're in the film. We're on the sofa. We're watching the film. So what I was getting to with Doc's Garage is that the intro is to a song, isn't it? A song that you guys just heard. The Power of Love. And Jack, you love that bit, don't you? You kind of said to yourself,
yeah,
the timing.
I think it's the timing that Bob Zemeckis has done with him going, I'm late for school. Boom. Phone goes down.
Yeah.
Guitar kicks in. And he does that running out with the skateboard. He kicks the gate. Skateboard goes down. Buff. And he's off. And then the Huey Lewis and the News start singing the song. Just
great soundtrack.
It gets you in straight away that you think, yeah, this is going to be cool.
So obviously the story of Back to the Future is a time-travelling story. And Doc and Marty have this friendship, this bizarre friendship, because Doc is obviously considerably older than...
Yeah,
Marty.
I don't... How's that friendship ever happened?
You never find out how they're friends.
How's that happened? He's a 17-year-old kid.
It's a bit like me and Coulson living together. It's not that far away, except I don't have a time machine.
It would be so much cooler.
Me in the back bedroom.
He tells him, meet me in Pine Folds car park.
He's even like, he knows where the key is, doesn't he? He lifts the mat up.
The best mate.
He's like, hey, Marty, is that you? And he's like, yeah, doesn't think anything of him being in his house. Do you know what I mean?
Meet me at Pine Folds car park. I've got something to show you.
Twin Pine.
Twin Pine.
What's it called? What's it called?
Twin Pines.
What did you call it? Pine Falls.
Can we stick with Pine Falls? I like it better.
I don't think it is that. It's Twin Pine Mall, isn't it?
Twin Pine.
Twin Pines.
Close enough.
Pine Folds. How would you fold a pine?
Anyway.
Come meet me at Pine Falls, eh?
They go to meet at the car park, don't they? And that's kind of where we first see the time machine and we go back to the future.
I suppose but before the important part is we've seen Marty McFly's life, haven't we?
Yeah. And we before the girlfriend that, with Jennifer.
Yeah. We've seen a bit of his life, his parents and whatever. He's setting up that story so we can have that juxtaposition between how he goes back.
So Jennifer, what went off there?
You mean the recast?
Yeah.
I actually don't know why they did recast.
So if you don't know, explain what happens with Jennifer from the different films.
So the two different Jennifers in part one to part two and part three. So part one ends, doesn't it, when he lifts up the garage door and then we're jumping. We are jumping. Massive. But he lifts up the garage door and she comes out the side, doesn't she? And she goes, "How about a ride, mister?" You know that bit? Yeah? Do you remember?
Are we back in boots?
And he goes, "Jennifer, why are you a sight for sore eyes?" Like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, "What's happening, Marty? You're acting like you haven't seen me all week." "I haven't." Right? And they redid that scene with a completely different actress for part two. So part two starts where part one ends with the old Jennifer, and part two starts with a completely different actress. And Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd have redone the scene. Both scenes, you can see them, and they're identical, just it's a different person playing them.
Did she do anything wrong to get recast?
I don't know. I should have found that out before tonight, shouldn't I? I should have found... I'll find out at half-time. Half-time, I'll find out.
There must have been some form of reason for it to be recast, because it is just bizarre that she's in one film and then the
and
rest
then
of
she's
it
not she's not in.
She's not in. So we're in the car park. We're in the time machine. It all goes a little bit wrong because Dodgy Doc's got himself involved with some dodgy people to get
dodgy
some
dog.
Plutonium, Annie.
He needs the plutonium, doesn't he?
Yeah. So he's bought it off terrorists.
Who come after him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told them, what's he tell them? He tells them he's making a nuclear bomb. And don't he give them... He gives us some contraction with some old pinball machine parts in, doesn't he?
He bursts out laughing.
Some manic laugh. I thought it was hilarious.
So like it was said in our brilliant synopsis, they get on their way. So Doc goes back to the future, but only goes... He goes a minute into the future, doesn't he?
And the then dog kind does.
Of, the dog yeah. does. The man just as the dog does.
Yeah. Who's great. We sat on the sofa, and Ben went, "I've got some good facts about this
Jack
film.
Always has facts, and he really, really knows this film.
As the car's really? Driving round with the dog in to go to the future, Ben goes, "Fun fact, the stunt driver dressed up as a dog."
And Jack went, "Did he?"
So the dog goes 1 minute into the future. It works. Everybody's happy. Then the dodgy terrorists arrive. Doc gets shot. Marty has to jump in the time machine to survive. And he ends up going, how many years back?
30
years back, right into the time where his parents are the same sort of age as he is now.
Yeah.
And it is kind of him going and living his parents' life, isn't it?
Yeah. He's sort of hanging around 1955, isn't he, in Hill Valley. And his first train of thought is, I need to get back.
Yeah.
The car doesn't work, so it runs out of plutonium, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he has to track down Dodgy Doc.
But don't you think it's interesting that that 30 years is very different?
Oh, God, yeah. It's
take 30 years from now back, you wouldn't have that kind of difference. That's what's so extraordinary.
Well,
85,
55. 1990.
Really? That different?
1990 to now is pretty different.
Yeah.
really? The same kind of difference? Really?
Suddenly I remembered you were there. I'm like, I was like, hold on. We're at the podcast.
Do you really? Not think? I just think it's such a...
Yeah. Yeah. And that's massive. No Channel 4?
No podcast.
No Channel 4? No. No. So you don't think it
no
is...
No Coulson. Thank you.
Oh, my word. There's no Coulson.
How are we ever going to cope?
Oh, hello, Coulson. He's not born.
I see it. I think what you're trying to say is, for the film, you do see a very big difference. And it does work because it tells a story and you believe that they're back in time. Did anyone here tonight watch the film in preparation for tonight, just out of interest? Give us a yeah if you did.
Oh, well done. Great.
Well done. Bit dodgy. Little bit incest, wasn't it? We thought that. We were like, weren't expecting to talk about this.
Everyone goes, yes. I'm glad you brought it up.
Because I kind of looked at Jack and went, I can't remember how this goes. It's a bit odd, that, isn't it? So basically...
That is the reason Disney turned this film down. Did you know that?
There we go. He pulled it out of the bag. He didn't know why she lost the job, but he knows about Disney.
It got rejected 44 times from studios. And the reasoning why it got rejected is because they saying it wasn't raunchy enough for a teen film. Because obviously the hero is 17-year-old. That's what it was sort of pitched at. The one studio that were interested were Disney, but they said, we're going to have to pass on it because she kind of fancies her son and wants to have sex with him. So it's not for us. And plus, Bob Zemeckis is directing it, and we think he's shit. Because at the time, he was, and then he did Romance in the Stone. And that's what everyone went, oh, that's actually good.
So he did Romance in the Stone before this?
Yeah. But all his other films before this bombed.
Okay.
And they were like, don't touch him, he's shit. And then he got given a shit film, Romance in the Stone, yeah, and he turned it into something...
Not so shit.
So they went, maybe give him a go. Let's start having a look at it then. And then that's when Universal came on.
Burning question. Mm. Marty doesn't kind of pick where he goes to. He just presses some buttons at random. We're in the time machine. We've got a time machine.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
But the good thing about this is you can go into the past.
Yeah.
Or you can go into the future. So where are you going to go?
I'm not sure about future. Because I think... I don't know. I think the future might be terrifying.
Does it scare you?
You got to take a risk. Go forward.
Dinosaurs.
You'd go that far back?
I mean, T-Rex. Imagine.
Would you wouldn't go to like a key moment of history?
But someone else has seen it, Coulson. This brings us back to a would you rather.
You could change
something. You've the moment in time to do something no one has ever seen. No one's seen that. There's pictures in books. That's it.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
I've been on the ride.
Yeah, but... No one's physically been there in that time, so then.
Ben, future.
Go would
future.
You?
1,000 years in the future. Where are you going? What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah. You're going in the past to the 90s and you buy shares in Apple and Amazon, don't you?
That's not the game. That's not the game. We go back and buy crypto.
That's Back to the Future too, isn't it? I stick a few bets on.
So you'd go
back to the past.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go back to like a certain number, like a certain date, a certain period of time to see something. No. You're all just about the money.
I just think...
Would you not go back to the Billy Elliot audition and do something a little bit different? Kick Jamie Bell on your way out. Have it.
I just think if you've got a one day pass...
Yeah, but you know there's dinosaurs. You go in the future and you come back and you go, I have seen some shit.
Right, back to the film. So Marty is kind of on a quest to get back to the future. But he is also on a quest to make sure his parents still meet, because he's stopped their meeting, because otherwise he won't exist when he gets back to the future. And he's got the little photo, hasn't he? and it keeps drifting. And later on in the film, we see some dodgy CGI, don't we, Jack?
Oh, the hand, the invisible hand in the front of the face, yeah.
So I guess there's another burning question. So obviously we know the characters of the film, and we've got Biff, Doc and Marty.
Yeah.
Who's who? Should we start with the casting of Doc?
What the mad old scientist?
I think the crackpot, was that the word? Yeah, crackpot.
Crackpot. So who thinks I'd be... Right, who thinks I'd be Doc?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, overwhelming. Yeah. And then you two.
Are you going for Marty?
I'm Marty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking Doc.
I think you're Strickland.
Is that the dad? Is that the dad?
The teacher.
And Coulson, is Coulson Biff?
Coulson's Biff. Yeah. Yeah,
Biff.
Or Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer.
We'll take Jennifer. So Marty constructs this whole plan so that his parents meet and he kind of saves the day, doesn't he?
What's clever, just to jump in, is they do that device of the photo of the people fading on the photo.
Yeah.
So it gives it a time pressure.
Concept of time.
Then he puts another time pressure within the script, which is the lightning. So it bookends and makes Marty, that character, have an urgency to have to get it done. So that pushes the film very cleverly. So you're never bogged down too much in the future or it's always like this. He's got to get them together and he's got to do it before they all die or they all fade away, yeah. And with the lightning. So it's quite clever how he did that.
And he does do it, and he does it along the way with some tunes, and it's a great soundtrack, isn't it? And you know how much I love music in film, and everyone comes together, don't they? I mean, it's Marty against the world, isn't it? That's how it feels.
It's the fact that how unrealistic it is. Somehow watching it, I feel like it's very realistic, yeah. And it could happen. Yeah. What I mean by that is the fact that...
I'm hanging. I'm waiting for some lightning. Drive your car really fast. Yeah. I promise you it will work.
The fact with the lightning and the clock tower, how it doesn't have enough power in 1955 to get him back to 1985 because there's no plutonium that he can just buy. The only thing that can create that amount of energy is a bolt of lightning. But we never know when it's going to strike. Well, he fucking does, because he's got the flyer. The exact time and place where a bolt of lightning will strike, because it struck the clock tower and it hasn't rang since. And I just think that's so clever. And then they use the car and the rod and everything to harness the lightning into the car to send him back to 1985. I just thought it's such a clever device that... to make it realistic.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Well, before lightning strikes us, we better give our ratings.
What else did you give me to go off there?
It's good. Fair play, good link. Ratings. So, we're obviously going to do this a little bit differently because we're live and it's different from the main format of the show. But the three of us are going to give our ratings and then we might find out what some of you guys thought of the film as well. But Jack, seeing as you love this film, tell us what it'd be with a decimal point.
There's no decimal point. I think it's a 10 from me.
Woo!
Ooh. It is.
Some gasps in the crowd.
Nobody saw that.
I can't believe it did 10.
9.8. 7, that's what you normally would do.
Yeah, no, I think it's a perfect script.
Why do you love it? What is it about it?
It's perfect. It's flawless. It really is flawless. Definitely 1 and 2 are. 3
Three's the Cowboys. 3's great.
3's good. Do you know what it is with 3? 3's a really good film, but you've been fucked on because 1 and 2 were amazing. Same with Godfather. Same with Godfather, 1 and 2 are
bollocks, 3's shit. Don't give me that. Don't give 3 shit. 1 and 2 are great, 3's shit.
Back to the Future 3 is my favourite trailer of all time.
Trailer?
Favourite trailer of all time.
Favourite?
Yeah. When Back to the Future 2 ends and they do that slow pan up to Hill Valley and you see it the Old West, you're like, oh my God, that looks mint.
That looks absolutely mint.
When we said that.
Yeah, anyone remember that? Can you remember?
No one else. Everyone else there was like.
No, no, they do. What? I've got a nod. I've got a nod over here. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you push
at
long
the
enough.
End of two,
you look hard enough.
They were shot. Didn't we found this out today, didn't we, Ben? They
two
were
and
shot,
three were shot at the same time.
Same time, simultaneously. Wow. As soon as two finished, what did we see? That fact, Ben. They finished part two.
You two been doing homework without me.
No, it's just a little bit.
I Ben. Just knew. I knew when.
Just because I was with Joe Wicks.
They shot one, and I knew that to save money, and they knew they would work, they shot two and three at the same time.
When we had the discussion on picking the film, I did say, I like the cowboy one best. And you were like, no, you don't. And I was like, no, I do. I like the cowboy one best.
It's nowhere near the best. One's the best.
No, I agree now. Yeah. When you look at them, I do agree now.
Yeah.
Ben?
I don't think I'm going 10. See, this is really what it's like. Henry cuts these bits. Henry there. Wave, Henry. Henry's there. Our lovely producer. This is what it's really like, is that our... agonise for a bit. I know what Jack means. It's hard to argue. I just don't know whether it's full 10.
Okay.
Or is it?
No.
Wait.
We're coming back to that.
I've got a question for the audience.
Okay. It's not a 10, is it? Oh, finally, I need you all with me every time we do the ratings. I'm going to go...
8.
Do you know what? I wasn't far off that.
0.5.
Do you know what? I'm going to go 8.5. You have to fuck right off. You gave Halloween 4.8. You can't look at me like I've shit in your dinner. He's looking at me like, I'm not doing the podcast anymore. 8.5, Coulson?
9.
Ooh.
I like it. It's a film.
I like
that.
A game show. Ooh, 9.
It is. Higher
than 9.
For me, it is one of those films that everyone always... It's a film that my dad kind of sat me down and said, this is one of them that you've got to watch. And... you know when you watch film and you don't like it, and you know when you watch film and you like it. Back to the Future is always one of those films that kind of it does the job. It's just a good solid film.
It's not a chug along. It's not. It's
a
not brilliant
chug along. But you film. Did the same, and you won't admit this. But you did the same as when I watch Hannah Montana with Coulson. You did the same. So when I watch Hannah Montana with Coulson, anytime I watch it, he sings along. All the way through. To all of it. And when we were watching it, you were saying all the lines.
And he said, no, I know every word. And I went, do you? What's the next word?
And
he went,
Dad.
And
then it was
Dad.
The bit? There's a bit in the calf. And Jack, I think it's the second time they're in the calf. And you said all of the lines from that scene.
Yeah.
And do you know what I saw? And you're going to hate this. I saw... you as him. When he loves a film, I saw you as that kid loving it and going, oh no, this bit. And you were mouthing it. Don't eat mummy. I'm like that. So that's what's happened. That's what's interesting about film, isn't it? That's what's interesting about the podcast. Is when you lose that sense of you watching something and you are in it. And that's what's so beautiful, I think, when you get taken by a film. I was probably a bit old when I first saw this film. And there are...
few titters from the audience.
What do I say? No, he wasn't. Anyway, that points that out. I think that you have exactly the same reaction as Coulson does.
I'm with Jack. It's a good film. I like it.
It chugs along...
27.5. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, take it. I thought it was going to be perfect. 10.
Did you think it was? Yeah, because we didn't order the glitter guns, so you should have known.
Oh.
It would have been. If it was 30 out of 30, we'd have had the glitter guns. I guess one thing that is really interesting, and just before we go into the break, it's really interesting to see that some of you guys don't like this film. So I'm going to send Ben and Jack into the audience just to pick out one of you who doesn't.
Does anyone not like this film?
To find out what you think.
We're straight in. They didn't even hesitate. Hi, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
What's your name? Where you from?
I'm the blacksmith.
Perfect. Okay. People might not get that.
I'm Claire from Liverpool.
So you don't like the film?
No, it's the first time I watched it. I watched it purposely for tonight.
Yeah.
I think I'm probably too old to watch it for the first time to come and
review. You like your kind of film.
Yeah, so... Oh, hello.
Hello.
I sound like I've just put my hearing aids on.
Was there any specific bit you didn't like?
All of it.
Wow.
You've got to love that. All of it. Not even the star, all of it.
There's going to be riots in the interval here between Jack and the audience.
All of it. What would your rating be?
Oh, I'm looking at Jack and he's going to queue jump. Oh, he's going to queue jump me. That character that came out when you queue jumped. I'd go a 4 maximum.
Hold on, I've got to come to you. I'll come to you, she's coming in.
Did you only wipes and boots?
Sorry.
Okay, really honestly.
I'm going to push you now.
Yeah, really honestly, I'd go maximum 3.
Wow.
Three. Right, here we go. We're right in the middle.
How you doing?
This is my godson, Harry, hey? So what's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, I'm Louise. We've drove from Derby.
Have you?
No.
You haven't. For this. You only just come. No. We would have stopped. We would have waited for you. Next time, text us. We'll wait.
You must rush. Have a half day off work to get here for 7.
Did you? Didn't come through. So, say what you were going to say.
No, I was just saying, even if you didn't like the film, the music, the soundtrack was sort of classic, wasn't it? Sorry, yeah. Coulson, it was classic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the soundtrack gives it the points anyway, doesn't it?
So what? Okay, fine. What's your rating?
Ooh. Well, I would go sort of about with you 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I go 9. And the bit that really got me, having watched it this time, was the incest that I'd never seen in it before.
Yeah. I have to say, 7-year-old Coulson did not pick that up first time. 24-year-old Coulson was going, Jack, what have you done here? What have you done?
Oh, God, yeah. But you see, we've both got sons, and we're saying, as that boy grew up, she must have realised, bloody hell, he's the guy I wanted to shag.
I can answer
when
that.
When I was 17. She must have realised that.
I can answer that.
Do you know what? Very, very good. I never thought about that.
Bob Gale answered that question in a press interview. He said, going back 30 years, if someone... There's no record of them ever meeting Marty McFly, is there? So there's no pictures of him taken or any footage or whatever, video footage of him. I'm digging. So when they have Marty McFly years later, why don't George and Lorraine turn around and say, oh, he looks like that chap that we went to school with. They went to school with him for, in a total, 8 days. Right? And they're not even with him every single day. So I defy any of you. I defy you.
Well, this is getting a lot like Boots, isn't it?
Go back 30 years ago, just on recollection alone.
Of what alone?
Hello, Coulson.
Just on recollection alone. I know, yeah. To try
with
and
your
remember,
memory, go back.
To try and remember someone's face that you saw for a period of a few hours in a week.
But you kissed them.
You wouldn't remember as...
Name the child Marty.
But he's not called Marty. He's called Calvin Klein.
Hey!
Right.
That is the greatest moment of my life.
And on that note, let's draw a line under Back to the Future or the debate. For the next part and the last bit of this part of the show, the three of us need to stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? So we stand up. What's this? Well, this is Jack's hidden gem, so I hope you know what this is.
Oh.
Jack has been stressing about the gem.
He hasn't got one,
and after my massive cock, it's really gone downhill. So, Jack, Before we go into it,
yeah,
the three of us have to introduce it.
And oh, okay.
Obviously, there's a very special way that we've got to introduce it for this. Yeah. You ready? Are you going to count us in? It's not cringy when you're just doing it to a microphone, but when there's actually people okay, there, it very go. Much is.
Right.
Jack's hidden gem of the week.
Thanks for helping us.
Thank you.
What's the gem, Jack?
Oh, it's so hidden.
So this started off, this section started off, because I was texting Jack about something, about a film that was on Netflix. And we've seen a lot of stuff. And I said, you should see this. It's not on much. And you went, oh, it's like a hidden gem, didn't you? Oh, that'd be quite good for the podcast. So then Jack proceeded to pick maybe two hidden gems. Then the rest of the picks are number one on Netflix.
You run out. You run out.
So you run out.
I was telling people about documentaries I saw years ago. And they were like, oh, where can I find that? I went, it's on Amazon. So, but now I've run out of all those ones, all those gems.
So what is trending number one on Netflix this week?
It's The White Lotus. Have you seen it?
Give some background, because you've already done The White Lotus.
So White Lotus season one.
Yes. Was a gem.
Have you seen it? Everyone seen it?
Yeah. You've seen it? Right, well, no. If you've seen it, it's very good.
Very good.
It's about
the man in the suitcase?
It's about a five-star hotel resort, and it's just the people that are there on holiday for 2 weeks. So it's like, you know when you go on holiday and you create up stories about people that you see on holiday, don't you? So you see the newly couple who are madly in love and you create like some sort of illusion as to what you think they're like. And then the camera goes over and you see what they're actually like and they're doing this, making up the same stories about you and your family. And it's just
cool,
that.
I'm worn out.
I'm worn out, yeah. So each episode sort of...
He has good holidays, doesn't he? If that's what he's doing, sat around the pool.
Look at them,
I
look at them.
Two have been together for about a year.
Because you see the same people come down for breakfast every day and you sort of create some sort
of... Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Do you? Do you?
You sit around the pool and you just have... You look at the people who are there every day.
I don't think about them at all.
Do you not?
Hey. Do you? Do
yeah, people closer. Watch. You people watch, don't you?
I like a peep. I do like people watch.
Does everyone here?
Yeah.
Create background stories.
You don't. No, you're not. Yeah. 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 I don't really think about people that
you
much.
And Ben can have a chat in the interval.
Yeah. I won't remember you.
So season two.
It's only been 8 days.
Season two is available on Sky Now TV, and it's the same sort of White Lotus chain hotel, but it's in a different country and it's different actors.
And it's still got that
Stifler's mum,
Jennifer Coolidge.
That's the one.
She's very good.
Give it a watch. That's the gem. The three of us are going to take a quick break now, but we are going to be back in about 15 minutes.
He's off
for the second half of the show.
So that concludes part one of the Sofa Cinema Club Live. If you want to go on and listen to the second half of the show, it is available to listen to now. So just go on to wherever you're listening to this episode, and part two will be there waiting for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.